The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Yes, we have Mr. Brandon Roberts, tutor, Tobago officer. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to the listeners. Good afternoon to the team and the set.
All right, so welcome. My name is Bass. Welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM. We're talking about the 2,000 students, suspensions and counting, and other things, you know, in Tobago, right? Of course, in Tobago over the years, Tobago has always been doing, I would say, in terms of education. Sometimes you say a little better than Trinidad. You've always proud of the Tobago. I got a list here of some of the top five SCA students, right? One thing came from Signal Hill Government Primary. We had Signal Hill Government, yeah, Government Primary, St. Nicholas Primary School, Signal Hill Government Primary School, and Scarborough Roman Catholic Primary School, the top Tobago performing schools in order of merit, right? Those are the schools. Well, Signal Hill Government Primary School, Buko Government Primary School, Bethesda Government Primary School, St. Nicholas
Bethesda,
right? And Black Rock Government Primary School. Those are the top schools, right? But students are getting suspended in terms of the suspension in Tobago. They're getting suspended in Tobago too. We have a problem in Tobago in terms of our student discipline.
Yes, and it has been rising more so since the pandemic. We know that some of the psychologists would have spoken to the effects that the pandemic could have had on the psychosocial aspect of our young children.
Wow.
And we have seen the behaviors being a little more devious since they came back out 2022 to now. That's why you're seeing the large numbers of suspensions and so forth.
You know, that's
so yes, it has been an issue in Tobago as well.
That is mind-boggling to me. You would have think the pandemic, right? Children were home. They were home. Home with your parents, home. That, you know, there would have been something different happening. This sort of uproar where children are just exploding after the pandemic, that is really mind-boggling to me. So something was really wrong with home in the first place.
Home is not a safe space for everybody, so let's not assume that because they're home, the family structure is in place is at an economical standard where home has the necessary resources or everybody comfortable.
True.
So there are many different things that could result in students having particular challenges after that pandemic.
All right. So some of these, so there's 2,000 students from Tobago alone, student suspensions and counting in Tobago.
Well, I do not have the exact numbers, but yes, it can be around that number.
Wow, that's a lot.
We have, even up to the, even in the primary school levels, the kind of behavior of these children is something that I would have never think about in my time.
Wow.
These children are no longer fearful of the teacher and the principal. The curse obscene language in front of the principal.
In Tobago, they curse in primary school? In Tobago?
They're not.
What?
Yeah, they're not fearful of their parents coming up in school because most of the time parents coming up in school for the teacher. So,
Well, I really
Tobago is not as unique as it used to be, you know.
But Tobago used to watch movies, used to look up. I used to look up to Tobago in terms of discipline and manners. I used to say all the good children and good people come from Tobago, but like it really changing. But I'm out of it.
Well, Tobago still has that level of discipline because we know where Trinidad is in terms of the crime and the fear and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
There are still some values that parents are handing down to their children and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But with social media, it's a global environment. So it's not like Tobago is set aside like it used to be. Our students are exposed to the elements in a more wide and a vast area than before.
And social media. Now, you mentioned social media, sir. But, I mean, the thing is, and parents, I always say that parents are the one who are giving their children these, you know, devices. So it really have a problem. We have a problem with parenting. It really, really boils down to parenting.
Yes, but you see, that would be a complex issue. With the economy, you see, a long time where persons wouldn't leave home, as soon as they reach 18, you had an extended family, so persons would be there to see about the children, see about particular aspects of the family structure. Now, most persons are leaving home early. So when they have children and they have two and three jobs and no one to assist in taking care of the child, a device comes in handy. So they give the children a device, they watch YouTube, they watch different things, and these things take up time while the parents are doing other things. So family structure and family life is not how it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why social services and family support, we need to really get back to those values that we had.
Yeah.
And that is some of the tasks of our social services and so on.
All right. So tell us about some of the things that students are being being suspended for.
Well, so fights, there are some particular schools where fights are almost daily. This outright disrespect to teachers. You may have incidents of students having things in their possession that they should not be having. But mainly it's for bullying. Any acts of bullying, beating upon other students. And we are seeing an increase in girls
with
these deviant activities.
Girls are fighting more than boys right now. Girls are just out of hand, you know? And you say a lot of psychologists are involved. Do we in these schools have... you know, the school psychologists, you know, the people to help out in these
schools.
Guidance
officers and
all these things.
Well, it all boils down to resources, you know. So we have guidance officers and school support service personnel who would have several schools to go to instead of several children.
Mm-hmm.
So they may have 15 children in a particular school that needs attention. But if that one guidance officer has to go to 3 and 4 different schools, you may get an hour for the most with that child a week or every 2 weeks. So the resources that we have, it's not sufficient to be as effective as we need it to be. And that's why I don't understand, if we want to progress as a nation, why we're not giving education the prominence that it needs to get. We see the condition of our schools. You're always hearing about teachers owed money, their owed increments, gratuity. I don't know where the money going, actually. So if we're not fixing the schools, we're not paying the teachers, we're not resourcing social services, and
where's the money
student
going?
Support services. Mm-hmm. So I don't know where the money
because
going.
Because just like in Trinidad, I'm sure,
so every
time when school reopens in September, this breakdown, this other fix, this other that. So where the money really going in truth?
Yeah. And Trinidad schools are way worse than Tobago schools. So in terms of the infrastructure, I would make noise about the schools here because I'm not comparing Tobago with Trinidad. But when I see some of the schools in Trinidad, they are way worse than what I would be complaining about in Tobago. So if we really had to move education and move society forward, we had to fix the education in a significant way. But you're always hearing about a large budget, but you're not seeing the improvement that we want to see.
All right. Now, these students who did well, right, I don't know if it is to make them a case study or something. For example, private candidate was Xavier Telesford said one thing he learned during the journey was that success will come to all who yearn for it, as he recalled years of early mornings at SCA practice tests from friends and family inspired me to persevere even when times are tough. And for this, he's eternally grateful. Right, these are students that did well. Is anybody studying well? What is the common denominator? They have two parents, a single parents. Is this what it is really that makes a student really succeed in these times?
Right, and I really love the question. I like the direction that you are going.
Mm-hmm.
Each child needs moral support, financial support. They need that encouragement with their determination to work and so on, and not all households, not all schools would have that. So a child whose parents ensure, whether they have much money or they don't, but they are focused on having their child do their best, you will see those children excelling.
Mm-hmm.
However, some persons are stymied by, I am not able to get a textbook. We have parents who give up pretty early because they don't know how to read, so they don't believe if they could teach the child how to read.
Right.
But sometimes all it needs to do is just be there. too many of our parents give up early.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a child entering standard four and cannot read, and you're pushing for SEA, how much work could you really set aside to work on the children who cannot read?
So that's why we really have a selected few doing well. Yeah, so we really have a lot of children who are entering about to be doing SEA, because this is not the first time that I've heard this, and cannot read. How could you reach up the ladder even to standard four, three, four to five, and cannot be able to read? Where is the, you know, where is anybody intervening into that and say, well, this child cannot read? I mean, what is going on here? How could a child read so far up and cannot read? There must be some kind of intervention.
Interventions are thought of by politicians and all other stakeholders, but it's resources. We have spoken about the need to bring back remedial teachers, because they would have taken out remedial teachers out of the school, believing that if teachers plan better, able to reach all the students. But it's not just about planning better. Some children need individual attention to be able to catch up. But however, having remedial teachers is a cost. So what we do, because we have a rising population and you need to create room there, you can't have more than 25 students in a class in infants, so you need to create room for them other people to come in. So children are moving forward because you would need those space for the population that is coming forward. And students are pushed through the system nearly on a time basis.
Hmm. So in the THA
many
budget...
Many schools are bursting
at the seams, you know. Yeah. But in the THA budget, just like Trinidad, I'm sure education is one of the highest allocated, right, in the budget. But, I mean, we really had a question, what is being done with this money? Because all I'm hearing you saying is resources, resources and money, money and resources, resources and money. You said that about four or five times already.
Well, because it is the critical thing. Let me give you an example. Schools, majority of the schools in Tobago don't have functioning photocopy machines, you know, and printers.
Wait, stop it. Hold up. Schools don't have the majority of schools in Tobago, you are saying, don't have a functional photocopying or printing machine?
And that's not news. I mean, the division in the past, where they would open up near test time.
Yeah.
So persons would come to the division to photocopy, to have things photocopied, but that's a major inconvenience. Hmm. Persons would have to leave their school to head to the Division of Education to have things copied there and then go back to their school. So if you want something right away, you have an idea, or a child forgot a textbook at home, or they don't have a textbook and they want to photocopy a page, you don't have that luxury to just go photocopy that. So what teachers do is they buy their own printer, especially if they want colored print and so on.
Teachers have
to
buy their own printer.
And they fight that cost. And they print their stuff and so on.
There's trouble I hear in here, but teachers have to buy their own printer? Wow.
It's not something new. It's not something new. Maybe alarming to you. But teachers spend a lot of their resources to uphold the education system. Now, the division's issue that they have put forward is the machines that they have is difficult to get parts. That's their submission. So you are waiting months. This is trying to supply, get parts from some place. Again, about the cash flow, they don't have cash. And there are basic things, even like toilet paper and bleach and so on, that PTA does have to step up sometimes. You know, schools have to raise funds to get these basic things. So I believe people have an understanding of how severe schools are under-resourced in dealing with daily operations.
Wow.
We just look to teachers to work the miracles.
And what about in terms of the curriculum and, you know, the education system on the whole? Are they failing these kids? I mean, you know, some children, not every children will be book. Not every children can be a doctor, lawyer, this engineer, you know that. But you had to start to realize some early o'clock, okay, this child might be good with the hands, this child might be do this. Yes, they had to have the basics, you know, you get English and at least push for some five subjects. But do you think realizing from early the ability of a child, now some parents might be in denial, but a school realizing the ability early of a child, could that help? Because some children might get into bullying and on the wrong side because they're just frustrated and this book thing is just not for them.
Correct. And then I bring it back to resources. If you're changing the curriculum or change how you teach, yeah. If you want to be a little more practical, you need the hands-on stuff. Yeah. You're talking about resources again. So it's not that what you're suggesting, people don't have those ideas, you know, but who funding it? We have been talking about, with the pandemic, we learn all the tools on the computer and so on.
Yeah.
We could have online classes and so on. Online classes not going anywhere because where they're getting the devices from. The network, all digital and the mobile and those networks boast about their connectivity.
Yeah, not
it's
in the
not
schools.
As strong as we need it to be. So we need to build
I'm
out
talking to you right now,
the
you're
bandwidth
up.
In our schools. That, right. We need to build out the bandwidth in our schools.
Yeah.
And we're not there yet. There are many things that we need to do. So if you want to incorporate the sports into our academics, if you want to incorporate labs and so on, many of our labs have shortage of resources. It all comes down to dollars and cents. And that's what I'm saying. If we are analyzing our schools and assessing our schools every time it's budget time, and we are doing those allocations, how come we are not seeing the fruits of those efforts? We are not seeing the resources coming as they're supposed to come. I know that the THA don't get what they ask for from central government and they'll have to cut back in certain areas, but you can't cut back from education.
Right. All right, we're invited for some calls here, but this is really kind of, I don't know, but I lost in the wilderness. Yes, I can't believe what I hear. Especially about them photocopying machines and all these kind of things. 625-2257, 627-3223. WhatsApp at 306-1065. We have Mr. Brandon Roberts, Tobago. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bish.
Yeah.
And to honorable guest of Tobago. You must tell the public what teachers have to do to run the school officer. Take money from their pocket to buy things in the school. Now you see all that money gone in CPEP. Then billions, because if you come back in the school to buy our children, must get the best in our school. We have to get an educated-based society, a knowledge-based society. And I know what teachers would do there. Tell them more what teachers... Money take from their pocket, Mr. Roberts. Tell them what teachers have in their pocket to, to help run the education system. Tell them, sir.
Yeah, boy, yeah, boy. Well, I mean, I'm afraid of stories about teachers having to do certain things and things. You know, I mean, teachers really go above and beyond, boy. Really, really, really go above and beyond. And still, you know, it's really hard.
Yeah, and there are other resources too, like parts. There are specific textbooks and so that teachers would want to utilize, not for the children to buy, but for the delivery of the curriculum and so on. That would not come from the division or from the ministry. A teacher who wants to use a projector in the school, you're not going to be getting a projector per class. You may get a projector for the school. And then you would have to have a scheduling as to when you would be able to use that projector. So persons, instead of doing that, they buy their own. So teachers have been doing a lot for years, not now. Teachers, we usually have this joke where it's the only job where you take things from home and carry it to work, and you take work home and carry it home to do. There are very few other professions that you will find persons doing that.
All right. What about these videos? Well, you said you were the fights and stuff in Tobago just as bad, but what about students smoking marijuana and that kind of thing in schools? Is that happening?
Well, since I was going to school, I was up with it. So it has not gotten better.
Yeah, yeah.
Persons who are more exposed to it now since it was legalized. And you are likely to have an increase of persons who are trying it out. I know that there are vaping machines and so on that encourages persons to try different aspects of smoking.
Yeah.
There are more persons who are inclined to it now than before.
And they're making these vapes and things nice and pretty. We call all kind of different flavors and things are really attractive to the youths, you know? Really targeting them.
And there are also edible things that persons are selling. You might be looking at the fudge and thinking something good to eat and so on, but it might be infused. There are several things that we are mindful of as teachers when we are seeing children behave particular ways as to what they have in their position, what kind of snacks they have, and so on.
Yeah.
So a teacher's job is not just going to the class and teach content, you know.
Mm.
We have to monitor everything because they are finding all kind of sneaky ways
all
to
kind
do
of second
things adverse of the law.
All right. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Bass.
Yeah.
Bass, well, it's true for the gentleman saying, because I could tell you for the primary schools, I see teachers that go to the stationery. Bristol board, markers, you name it, and from the pocket, from the pay. So you tell me what really what we education supervisors really doing, the administration making sure that they have all the instruments.
Yeah,
you know, and then you see base, you see, from the early stage in like the infants, first year and second year, supervisor told me this. He said they need special trained teachers to teach them, because remember now they're now going to learn a word to hold, to write a letter and thing, right? So they need special attention. And he also said when a child spoiled there, they spoil for life. And if a child elevate, they elevate for future generations to come.
All right, boy, protest, mamas. Well, but I mean, a lot of these children, they go to preschools first before they enter into the first year, the second year. Is there any, you know, like a standard for a preschool, for a child to be entering into the primary school level? Every preschool
Yes, there are set government primary school and preschools.
Mm-hmm.
And they are private schools.
Yeah, they are private preschools.
ECCE is not mandatory. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's not mandatory.
Yeah.
We don't assess the bad children from primary school. What we assess to see from a diagnostic, what kind of attention this particular child needs.
Mm.
So once the child reaches the age of 5, they are eligible for primary school, regardless of the ECCE development.
Right. And then there are a lot of children who are sometimes more developed than others. Do we in our society, in our education system in Trinidad and Tobago, cater for gifted children? Mm-hmm. There's some children who are gifted. I know even going along the way, sometime in first year or second year, standard one thing, and it might frustrate them and then because they're just gifted. I remember there was a story about a child going 0.14. His mother wanted him to do, I think, CXC at an early age, but he wasn't catering for that because they said, no, it just can't happen, because she ended up taking him out and paying for it and sort of thing. But in terms of realizing when a child is gifted and just not the average, do we cater for that here?
Well, we would want to cater, but then I'm going back to the same word of resources.
Resources!
Yeah, we're going back to that.
Hmm.
So let's say there's a particular child who is gifted in music.
Right.
But the school don't have no pan. They have pan players. They have no pans to play pan.
Hmm.
They don't have functioning equipment that they could use to develop this child's musical ability.
Mm-hmm.
Then he or she loses that ability to develop and utilize their gift in all other areas of education.
Right.
And I just use pan for example.
Mm-hmm.
But there are several persons who are gifted in many things
that
the schools don't provide and facilitate.
Hmm.
And as you would have said before, they're left frustrated because where their strengths are, they don't have that support.
They're not being developed.
They are supposed to sit down in a class and listen attentively and respond to the teacher in a way that shows that they understand.
Hmm.
If they cannot do that, they are seen as slow.
Mm-hmm.
Or they are seen as troublemakers because they're not paying attention as you want them to.
Yeah.
But the school does not have the equipment and the resources to really nurture where the child's gift is.
Right.
So that's why we would have said we should have particular schools with particular focus.
Mm-hmm.
So if the resources are scarce, we need to know how to utilize them. So it's particular schools, we ensure that they have all the equipment they need in the different aspects. So whether it's agriculture, make sure the school has a garden.
Right, yeah.
Whether it's animals, whether it's So at least persons, when they go to that school, you know that school have that particular strength. Hmm. They will do all the other content, you know, but at least they will have that focus of agriculture mixed in all of the things. If it's sport, make sure they have all the coaches they need, but we don't do that. We try to standardize all our schools.
Yeah.
We spread our resources thin all over the place, and we rob every school of a little bit of something, which might be the key ingredient for particular children and their development. The prestige school who have a strong alumni and so on, will get the resources, of course, those schools will continuously do well.
Of course.
So that's why the percentage of persons who are excelling in Trinidad and Tobago would always be small, because only select spaces have the things that our children would need. The majority of our citizens not getting the best because of resources that are scarce being spread thin to try and standardize all our schools.
Right. And back to this, the topic of suspensions. I mean, if a child is, you know, bullying or giving trouble in school, what do you suggest? Should that child be taken out of school? Should there be somewhere else for the child to go? Because to me, so a lot of people would say, well, school is to learn. If you want to learn, come out. What should be done with a troubled child of that nature in a school?
Right. So if a child is to be removed from a school, to me, it has to be temporary. I do not support taking children out of school, because when you take them out, where do they go? Because even if they go and learn a trade, they still need to understand English and they still need to understand math. So we need to see to the needs of the child. A child who is acting out for a particular reason. So is it that we need to have the moral education, we need to have some life coaches, and that's why to me the student support division needs to be resourced if there are issues at home. So the child is involved, let's say there's a domestic issue, the mother and the father, the child is caught up in that, it's not easy for the child to deal with. We could lose our whole child if we don't intervene there at that stage. And then we leave it to the child acting out, and we suspend the child because the child is being rude, but we don't know why. So we have a history in Trinidad and Tobago of putting bandage and plaster and not fixing the issue. So we need to understand the challenges of our children. Police should not be somebody we fear. They should be community persons who we embrace, and they are in between the issues in the communities and so on, so they are fully aware, and not police and civilians as stand apart groupings. All stakeholders have to be on board, you know. All stakeholders. We need to have those career guide persons visiting our schools as early as the primary schools. Career, they should be a dress-up thing to take a picture and was on Facebook. It should have some meaning to carry. So if all stakeholders, teachers, the ministry, the division, persons in agriculture, persons in the community, community leaders, where we look at developing poetry, verse speaking, all persons have a hand on education, then we're going to fix all those little issues. I think we believe that we threw them in a school and teachers would work miracles. And we are segmenting in our approach. So I don't believe in just taking children out and expelling them or charging them and locking them up, which is the direction I say they want to go now. They need an intervention, because our jails will be overfull and we still wouldn't have the kind of citizens we want coming out in society.
All right. And this thing where they said they want to raise the drinking limit to 21 and the gambling limit to, 25. And think, I know the children gambling in schools here. What do you think about that? Do you think that is going to curb anything?
We could create laws, you know, but it's how you uphold them. Are we going to lock up or charge all those 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds? Because we have 13-year-olds and 14-year-olds who are drinking already. So I don't know that changing the law would make them not drink. I guess they would have to have enough persons to enforce the law. What I would want to do is the moral education to not just be a 10-minute session in a school. I think the churches also need to play a greater role. But when you go to church, you are seeing the adults and not seeing the children. I don't know how the adults leave the children at home. But persons who are working on the moral education, because we are creating laws for after a person has a particular mindset and they do something, what to do after that. We had to groom the mind, we had to groom the thinking so that they would not think about doing these things. We need to educate our young ones about, they look cool, but it does not give you a cool character when you are heavily indulging in it. So the moral education as to why, you know, bringing back joy in being an upstanding citizen, because persons like the negative attention, you know, because it's still attention. We need to bring back those values and the moral education instead of just creating laws after people behave bad. Because it's not preventing people from doing the bad act. Just to charge them when they do it. And we need to be proactive and have the more that persons will think more positive things than the negative ones.
Mr. Roberts. So, Mr. Roberts, I wish you all the best. And I'll final words to you. I mean, what can we do to bring back that, you know, I don't know if to say if it's law and order, but that standard of schools in Tobago, boy, where they use it. Have a any way to bring them back, boy? That is to be, they're going through? What it is?
No, I would never say that. What needs to happen, though, everybody just needs to give their best. Mm. Because while I may be out here and I will call on the secretary and I will call on the division, I have to do my best, you know. I have to mother doing my best. And all the teachers, whether you're not getting a correct pay, you're not getting the resources, I want all my teachers to do their best.
Hmm.
If everybody gets up and try to do their best and stop blaming one another, we're going to get somewhere. So parents blaming teachers and teachers blaming parents and tutor blaming the division and the division say tutor defending bad behavior and we are blaming one another. If we give of our best, I don't see our politicians as setting a good example. They enjoy going to parliament and ban every day. That could never be giving of your best. Mm. So to me, all I could do is give of my best and encourage other persons to do the same. So even those in the media, I would like some of the stories to be a little more positive in their portrayal of it.
Positive.
My simple message is, if everybody try to give of their best, we're going to get the change that we need. I think we are too sitting back to blame somebody else as to why we're in this problem.
Yeah, boy. You know, this is my mouth. Years ago, I had written to both our telecommunications companies, or the two of them. It is since 2014, 2015, came up with a program to and tell them, well, instead of you just giving us these endorsements of these artists and these sports people, let's endorse a child who's doing well in school to make it cool, you know, and get them a phone. Let them see their face on a billboard, you know. Like Sherwin is, look at Sherwin, boy, that man get through, boy, he get a phone, he get endorsement from B-Mobile, he get a whole year, he get top up, you know, something just because Sherwin was doing well in sports in school or doing well in excellence school. You know, they never wrote back on anything at all, never even take on the program. I feel I'll go at it with them again, but that is, you know, it's, we need corporate,
you know. Young people are doing great things, you know.
Yeah, doing great things.
Because there's the parliament, youth parliament debate, there's the THA debate that they had with our primary school children and so on. Those things need to be showcased.
Yeah, need to be. Come on, corporate Trinidad and Tobago. All right, so well, thank you very much, man, you know. Thank you very much for the interview.
It's always my pleasure. All
right, so that was there, Mr. Brandon Roberts. They have tutor in Tobago.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.